Maybe you had a piggy bank as a child, or perhaps you still do. In a moment, I'll take you to the place where the piggy bank was born. It all began with a boy, a pig, and an important need in the world. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of grain to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the early 19-teens, the Chapman family living in White Cloud, Kansas, heard a speaker, Mr. Danner, from the American Leprosy Association, speak about helping children who had leprosy in foreign lands. Mrs. Chapman set a goal to donate $250 to the cause, but when she was $25 short, her young son Wilbur decided to take some of his savings and purchase a piglet that he could sell to get the rest of that needed money.
And then after he became a hog, he was sold. Wilbur donated the $25 to finish up his mother's promise of $250.
Linda Maris says Wilbur Chapman wrote a letter to Mr. Danner along with the $25 from the sale of his pig. Mr. Danner was moved by what the boy had done and shared word of it through a Sunday school pamphlet the Leprosy Association sent to churches.
So he put that letter and the story in that magazine and sent it to all the Sunday schools. And then the American Leprosy decided that they would make piggy banks and send them to Sunday school so the children could put money in it to collect to send back to the American Leprosy Association.
And that event is said to be the birth of the piggy bank that we know today. The pig was also immortalized in a classic children's book.
He named the little pig in Charlotte's Web Wilbur for Wilbur Chapman.
Author E.B. White chose Wilbur as the name of the pig, even though that was the name of the boy who raised Pete the pig here in White Cloud. And today, a monument in town recognizes what took place.
This monument was built in 1938 in honor of Wilbur Chapman. This was put up by the American Leprosy Association.
You can come to this town on the banks of the Missouri River to see the monument to a boy who simply raised a hog to help those in need, and in turn helped create the piggy bank and a pig named Wilbur in the book Charlotte's Web. Traveling the countryside in White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.